This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagged Alive, with your weekly reality check. In 1973, the black legal scholar Derrick Bell published a 1,000-page book called Race, Racism, and American Law. It was a study of how the law failed to address racism, whether regarding blacks or immigrants. Bell had given birth to what would be called critical race theory, which claims the civil rights achievements of the 1960s are insufficient. Racism is too embedded to be countered only institutionally. There are no such things as colorblind laws or neutral perspectives. They're all defined by the person's point of view, itself defined by race. These are big assumptions, and they're not uncontroversial. Just because the driving aim is to address a fundamental injustice doesn't make the method inherently virtuous or right. But there's also something liberating about it when it basically says, let's stop kidding ourselves by pretending that race isn't as defining a factor as it has been, and let's examine the matter head-on. Two seminal events turned the theory into a movement. In 1981, Harvard Law School offered a course that took its title from that of Bell's book, but the professor was white. Students protested. They wanted a black professor. Out of that controversy emerged the first book that gave critical race theory its name and would be greatly influential in one of the theory's major achievements. All those hate speech laws you see around the country are its direct result. The second event was the O.J. Simpson trial in 1994 and 95. As the legal scholar Jeffrey Rosen wrote at the time, Simpson attorney Johnny Cochran's strategy in the courtroom might best be described as applied critical race theory. Considering that Newt Gingrich, Rush Limbaugh, and a year later Fox News were reducing all politics to ideology, it's a wonder the theory took another quarter century to become the latest fodder in the culture wars. But it has. Running out of conspiracy theories to match their IQAnon, Republican politicians have discovered critical race theory as the next worst thing to endanger American civilization. They're passing laws in several states to ban its teaching, calling it indoctrination. Florida is planning to do that through a Department of Education rule, turning American history into a Disney ride through Happy Land and going so far as to whitewash the word slavery in civic standards. There's no question that, like any other theory, critical race has its good and bad. It's fascinating and insightful in many ways, and it's debatable and controversial in others. But that's what theories are for. Their evolution in the free spirit of academic and cultural freedom allows them to be challenged and refined, to grow or to die. The last thing they need is political hijacking. That's what the Soviet Union did to its academies. That's what North Korea still does. And that is what our Republican legislatures are doing. So here's the great irony. We've gone from a theory that considers racism inseparable from laws and institutions in American life to the actual enactment of laws that forbid the teaching or consideration of racism as inseparable from American life. Put another way, if there ever was proof beyond a reasonable doubt that critical race theory is reality, that American institutions such as our legislatures and courts are sick to the core with racism, Republican lawmakers are providing us with that proof in spades. They are elevating critical race from theory to fact. And they're doing it proudly, self-righteously, and vengefully. The whip has found a new surrogate. This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagged Alive, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.